1. Are Baba Vanga Predikunz Phenomenon? The phenomenon of Baba Vanga is supported by numerous facts for which science cannot provide valid evidences. In the 1960s, Professor Georgi Lozanov, former director of the Bulgarian Institute of Suggestology, first decided to examine the unusual activity of Baba Vanga. Having an in-depth knowledge in the field of parapsychology, Professor Lozanov together with his team conducted a research on Baba Vanga's clairvoyance skills. They sent feedback cards to thousands of people that have visited Baba Vanga. It turned out that over 7,000 of the visitors reported a striking accuracy of all the predictions that Baba Vanga told them. Carefully analyzing the collected data, the researchers concluded that close to 80% of all Baba Vanga predictions came true at a 100%. In addition to the feedback cards, the research team have also taped hundreds of Baba Vanga's spiritual seances, and have produced a documentary movie for her. It is important to be noted that Baba Vanga not always shared her predictions in full details, as she didn't want to upset people in the cases when she had bad news to tell. She used to say, "If I tell some people everything that I see and know, they will want to end their lives at once." Some of Baba Vanga predictions are coded, and can only be decoded when the events come true. For example, a young woman tells the following story after her visit with Baba Vanga: "For many years me and my family lived in an old, tumbled-down house. Once I asked Baba Vanga, 'Are we going to have a normal house like other people do?' Baba Vanga said to me, 'Yes, I see a house but only the windows, without the foundation.' I couldn't understand what that meant at the time, so I started to wait anxiously. After around 2 months, when I was coming back from work, I saw a lot of smoke and dust in front of our house. I found out that our home have collapsed because right beside it they were building a new house, and the workers have undermined the foundations of ours. Somehow unexplained to me, few of the windows from the second floor were hanging intact. Baba Vanga has met many scientists, but in most cases at the end of her seance they leave her house with great astonishment from everything they heard." Very famous Soviet scientist Anatoly Michailov said, "How to understand that miracle? How Vanga made a contact with my mother who passed away for more than 10 years. Is it possible for the dead brain to send information?" For a well-known Bulgarian historian, Baba Vanga talked in details about the life on the Bulgarian lands in 12th century as if she was reading a book. The historian admits that Baba Vanga has told him things that he didn't even know about, regardless of the fact that he was considered the most knowledgeable expert for that particular time. Many scientists and researchers have tried to explain what are Baba Vanga predictions based on. She has her own interpretation. "After the big storm when I got blind, I was crying every night and was praying to God to not leave me helpless like that, a big burden on my poor family. He has heard my prayers. This gift is given to me by God. He took my human eyesight away, but he gave me other eyes with which I can see the whole visible and invisible world. It turned out that from a disabled person who needed help the most, I started helping all other people that were suffering and became their support and hope." Regarding God, Baba Vanga often used to say, "If it's not God's will, you cannot even take off a single hair off your head." Much like with all other clairvoyants famous for their foretelling gift, Baba Vanga also had disbelievers and skeptics who were even claiming that she has had informants that were giving her detailed information for each visitor. Of course, many authoritative scientists have completely denied such claims because of the following facts. Baba Vanga was visited by over 100,000 people a year from different parts of the world. Some of her predictions were for newborn or unborn children. She was seeing and talking to people that were dead for over 200 years, for which even the closest relatives don't remember much. She knows what medicine or what herb to suggest to sick people, and then they fully heal. Even the contemporary medicine was not able to help such people. Baba Vanga said, "The time has come for the science to make big discoveries in the field of the non-material matter. Scientists will find many facts for the future of our planet and the universe. They will find a lot of information in the old holy books. Many secrets will be uncovered. Many antiques will be unearthed." When asked what she sees when a person comes in front of her, Baba Vanga said, When somebody is in front of me, I have the feeling that a window opens up in my head through which I see pictures from the person's life. It comes in front of my eyes just like a movie film. Above me, I hear a voice that tells me what to tell that person. In some of Baba Vanga's seances, especially when she was having predictions for world events, she would go in a deep trance. Instantly she starts to feel sick, turns pale, and her voice timbre becomes very different and powerful. The words that she says are words and phrases that Baba Vanga's dictionary does not possess. 2. An interesting dialogue. Below is an interesting dialogue between Baba Vanga and Krasimira Stoyanova, Baba Vanga's niece. K. Do you see specific faces, appearance, picture, situation? V. Yes. K. How do you see the future of the different people? V. Just like in a movie film. K. Can you read people's thoughts? V. Yes. K. From what distance can you reach those thoughts? V. Distance doesn't matter. K. How do you read the thoughts of foreigners? Are there any language barriers? V. No language barriers. K. Can you extract information from a specific period of time and to ask questions? V. Yes. K. Does the strength of your clairvoyance skills depend on the seriousness of the problem as well as the personality strength of the person you are seeing? V. Yes. K. Does it depend on the current health or psychological condition of the personality? V. No. K. If you predict misfortune or death, can it be changed or prevented? V. Nobody can prevent those events. K. What about for whole groups, towns, counties? V. No, it cannot be prevented. K. Does the events of every human life depend on the individual's strength, and can he change those events? V. No, everybody follows a path that is very strictly set. K. How do you define the main problem of every visitor? V. An image appears and I hear a voice. K. Do you think that your clairvoyance skills were programmed by superior powers? V. Yes. K. Who? Did you see them? V. Yes. They look like a transparent figures, just like the man sees his reflection in water. K. Can they materialize? V. No. K. Is it your desire or theirs to establish a contact? V. It is usually theirs. K. Are humans comprised of three interconnected matters, etheric, physical, and mental? V. Yes. K. How do you see the deceased? V. With image and voice. K. When talking to a deceased person, is he asking questions or only answers? V. He/she does both. K. Is personality kept after we die? V. Yes. K. How do you perceive death? V. Only as a physical end. K. Which is stronger, the biological or the spiritual relationship? V. The spiritual is stronger. Another interesting interview with Baba Vanga. Interviewer, do you speak with ghosts? Vanga, many come and they are all different. I can't understand some of them, but those that are around me I do understand. Interviewer, do you remember details after you have been in a trance? Vanga, no, I don't remember almost anything. After trance I feel very exhausted throughout the whole day. Interviewer, are people trying to lie to you? Vanga, it is very rare. Most people that come to see me don't dare to lie. Interviewer, do you take medicines? Vanga, no, I don't. Only one time many years ago a doctor prescribed me some pills for my blood pressure. I stopped taking them because my mouth started to get very dry, I couldn't rotate my tongue well, I was very drowsy, and when I drank water I didn't taste like water. Interviewer, what do you do? How do you relax? Vanga, I just stay quiet. I close myself into my room and I don't want to see nobody. I lie on my back and stay quiet. That's the only thing that works well for me. 3. List of the greatest Baba Vanga predictions that came true. 1. The beginning of the World War II and the consequences. 2. The date on Tsar Boris III died, Bulgarian king from 1918 to 1943. 3. The breakup of Czechoslovakia. 4. The riots in Lebanon, 1968. 5. The war in Nicaragua, 1979. 6. The Cyprus conflict in 1974. 7. The election of Indira Gandhi and her short after death 8. The breakup of the Soviet Union 9. The breakup of Yugoslavia 10. The union of East and West Germany 11. The election victory of Boris Yeltsin 12. The nuclear disaster Chernobyl, Ukraine, 13. The date when Stalin died 14. The USA attacks on September 11, 2001 15. The 44 a USA president will be black 16. The disaster of the Russian Kursk submarine 17. The conflicts in Syria 18. The separation of Crimea 19. The return of Simeon 6 Skabrgoski 2 in Bulgaria 4. Some of Baba Vanga predictions that still hasn't come true. One peace for 1,000 years will settle Earth. People will realize the existence of the spiritual world too. Cancer and HIV/AIDS will be cured, a medicine made from iron. 3. Around 2020 trains will be charged with sun energy, oil extraction will stop and Mother Earth will rest, prediction made 46 years ago 4. In 1960 Baba Vanga predicted that around 2018 to 2020 scientists will initiate projects for producing helium-3 energy from space. 5. Around 2050 people will travel to other worlds with a speed 10 times faster than the speed of light 6. In 200 years humans will make a contact with their brothers in mind from another planet.